FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A vacay every day in the month of May.
Uh-huh.
Pack your bag.
Yep.
From Independence Air,
right.
The official airline of the Don and Mike Show.
Who did that?
Sounded like a fart.
Oh, my. Sounded like a fart.
I wouldn't, Kel.
Weekend is here. Have a can of beer.
Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Sure.
Bye.
Good day.
This week. Did he hang up yet?
I think
Don?
He did. No?
No, he's still... Joe, hang up, please.
How's it?
That might be the new one.
How's it? Bye, Joe.
Good day.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Ain't got no melody.
Billy Preston again.
I'm gonna sing it.
I do love me the Billy Preston.
Sure.
How about you? Hello there, everybody.
Not even open the door yet. Here we go.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Oh. Hi there.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime. From anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah, you got Billy Preston, will go around in circles, and now Rob. How's your family?
Gone. And you know what I would ask Billy Preston if I ever met him?
What?
How's your afro?
Ah, he had a big afro back when this was made.
Yes. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Mailman, and all the ships at sea.
Robert the Mailman is here wearing a skin-tight Jane Fonda workout costume.
Yeah. I call it a onesie.
And handing out Oreos.
Yeah.
We started with the base of hot sauce, and we added some other spices.
That's a good Joe impression.
And we got Don Geronimo and Michael Bennett.
Okay. Thank you, boy. Hi, everybody. Thank you, boy. We haven't said it before.
Hello.
Right. Hi there.
Oh. Hi there.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show right here.
Hello.
Michael, new episode on this Friday.
Friday. 05-06-05.
How's it, Don and Mike? Buzz Burbank here.
How's it?
No, he's not retarded.
No, he's not retarded. You can call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. From Canada and from Mexico, you can call 800-636-1067. And on WJFK FM in Washington, D.C. And that station, that's our home station, and it is just...
Excellent.
Well, it's the greatest station, WJFK.
Sure is.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay, you made your point.
How that is that?
And I'm so glad.
You can call us from Washington, D.C. on WJFK at 202-432-1067. Now I'm stuck on the Rosie page on the computer. Give me a second. Can you hear me, Mike?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
I can't hear you.
How that is that?
Good.
Yep. I'm hearing you.
Yeah, all right, keep it down over there, please.
I got this one memorized. This is the worst one. Shut up.
No.
Yep.
Excellent.
I'm doing her with the music now.
I want to see you!
I like the fishy. What are you like?
Thank
You're welcome.
All right. That's it. I got the Rosie out of my system today. And that's
good.
Right, in the beginning of the show.
Yeah, for now.
Yeah.
For the moment.
There you go, back to the regular page on the computer.
Very good.
And, yes, that's Billy Preston. Yeah. I love Billy Preston. Will it go around in cycles?
Cycles!
You like the cycles?
Uh-huh.
You like the cycles?
He probably took the circles from them.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi there.
First call, brand new day.
It's a brand new day. Excellent.
Yes.
Listen, I just want to say hi to you guys.
Uh-huh.
Keep up the great work. You're making a working man's day a little better, a little brighter.
That's fantastic. Very nice and very articulate.
Let me ask you something, my friend. Appreciate this. A nice call to start the show. Are you a father?
I am a father, yes.
Good. Please stay tuned for my opening statement.
Thank you.
Wow.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Peace out.
Sounds dramatic.
Well, Mike, it's something I normally say after this weekend.
Do you like the dramatic?
But I'm good. Do you like the drammy? Do you like the Oscar? Do you like the Emmy?
Are you hung on the dramatic?
Brad Pitt, when you got the Oscar, did you get the oopsies?
Do you get eager for the Antoinette Perry Tony Awards?
Oopsies!
Have you ever gotten an oopsie at the Helen Hayes Awards?
I was with Catherine Mannheim. And when she won for the practice, she got an oopsie that was an oopsie-doopsie.
And it cleared the theater.
The American Foreign Press reported on my oopsie at the Golden Globes.
Golden Globes. You got an oopsie on my Golden Globes.
I'd like to thank the Academy and my oopsie.
Hi, folks. It's Clay King.
I've got oopsies.
Sitting in my own oopsies.
It's the Golden Oopsie.
I'm so excited tonight with our guest that I can feel... seven different oopsies.
Aaron Brown and Newsnight's coming up with oopsies. Hope you like it. Phone call.
Yeah. Don and Mike Show. Oh, and then my opening statement.
Yes.
In defense of all men. Hello.
Don and Mike, yes, you guys are great. I've been listening to you for probably 8 years since I've been in high school. And I'm from Wichita, Kansas, and you guys are awesome, period.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Again,
very nice.
Thanks. Boy, how about that for two calls to start the day?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Period.
We don't get those calls on Monday.
Hold on. Before the thought about men, I see we do have to take this call. This is a guy that was in the Great Balls of Fire contest yesterday.
Yes, that's what I'm most interested in.
Matt, here he is. Hello, Matt.
How's it?
This is the originator of How's It.
How's it?
All right.
How's it, Matt? And how are things in your shorts?
The twig and giggle berries are doing quite fine.
Oh, really? So you're okay?
There was definitely some redness throughout the evening and an ice pack applied for many hours. And going number one, not very pleasant.
Not pleasant
at all. Otherwise, it was still a fantastic time.
You signed the waiver, right?
Yes, I did.
There you go. Okay, great.
You like the burning.
And Matt, you were one of our finalists, right?
Yes, I was. Yeah. I lost in the drawing.
Brave guy. One of the brave men.
Sure is.
Rob said, ha ha.
But seeing that I lost, I was wondering if I could please give a plug.
A plug?
A plug?
What type of plug?
I run a creative writing website, and I just wanted to say it.
As long as it's not a butt plug.
It's not.
Yeah. Creative writing, Matt, I remember you, and you did not strike me as the creative writing type. You're the guy that said, how's it?
That's right.
All right.
Well, my website is dustytypewriter.com.
Okay, I like that. I'm going to make a note of that.
And, okay. Mike, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Do you like Huey Lewis in the news?
Yeah, he had a request when he was walking out, and I told him Batman was around the corner.
Meeting you guys made my day. Thank you so much.
All right, see you, Matt.
All right.
Bye-bye. Matt's picture and all of those other goofballs, those hunyaks that had the balls in their pants.
Right.
They're on our website at donandmikewebsite.com.
Very exciting.
Listen, okay, guys.
Yeah.
It's Mother's Day weekend.
And we all know what that means.
And really, we know what that means. Let me preface this, okay, by saying what a great mother my wife is to our kid. That I'm going to have, in my estimation, I'm going to be the lucky one, the perfect Mother's Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Because my wife, the mother of my kid,
yes,
and my mother-in-law, who, as you know, I'm still blessed to have...
That's right.
Still living with us. How's your mother-in-law? Right. They're both going to be out. On the whole weekend.
They're gone.
They're gone.
Leaving.
Because my kid, who is 20 now,
yes,
apparently still requires some type of, I don't know, he's moving off campus. Okay. This is the time of year they kicked him out of the dorms for good, and he's moving off campus.
Right.
So there's like he bought furniture and stuff and has to rent a car. And anyway, somebody's got to help him. I don't know. He's getting a TV from us. Anyway, all I know is that my wife, because she's great, is going down there. She
needs a little maternal assistance.
Well, I don't think he needs maternal assistance. I think he needs... probably she'll be doing a lot of lifting and carrying.
Yeah. Well, did you give him a heads up that perhaps, knowing your wife as I know her, based on what you say primarily, that he might want to have something in line for Sunday when she's down there? Something prepared?
Oh,
she's going to require that.
Oh, card, Mother's Day. No, I've already handled that.
Give him a lecture.
Well, yeah, I was doing the shopping with him on the telephone today as he was in the at the particular outlet where he was getting the thing. So she's going down more to oversee. You know,
you're right.
I said to her again, and I really wasn't goofing. Mike looked at me at this conversation in the office like, "You're crazy." I said to her again right before the show. He said, "You know, you're driving down there with your mom." It's easy enough for me to get on a plane and fly down to Greenville and help everybody move in. But the thing is, with my wife, now that she's taken control of this thing with my son moving, it's become more than just, I guess, the difference is when I moved him down to college last time to put him in the dorm,
right.
I brought all the crap down in my truck, unloaded it, and dropped him off and said, okay, see ya.
Good luck.
Got in the car and went back home.
Right, I remember.
I think the difference between a dad and a mom is that her thought is first, well, we've got to clean out the place that he was living in.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I would say...
no need for that.
I would say, good luck on that to the next sap that lives in that dorm.
Yeah.
But she's going to make sure that they clean it up. And then she was asking questions like, you know, electricity at this new place.
Yeah.
And I guess my kid said...
springtime.
He's got electricity, but he didn't know about the hot water or the gas and... That's what concerns her, and rightly so, because she's a mother. You know, me being a father, I would say, well, I guess he'll need hot water the first time he gets tired of taking a cold shower.
Exactly. You're a guy. You know what it is to live like a vagrant.
But she's going to go down there, and she's going to do what she does. She's going to.